Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
California, Chicago, Illinois, Wyoming, Washington, D.C., Washington State, Texas, my beloved Texas, and more. It is Tuesday, April 21st, 2020, 195 days out from the election. And I'm going to your phone calls next segment, and I've got just the transmission that in the future, if we win this fight, will be fabled lore. But first, my friends, let's go to a little interaction from local talk radio yesterday and one of our news investigators, Rob Dew, calling in. Here it is.
Zuckerberg calls it harmful misinformation in the times of a medical emergency. Rob is in South Austin. Hello, Rob. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I think we really ought to look at Facebook and how they control information. Robert Epstein last year came out and said, you know, they could sway 6 million votes just by putting out alerts or not putting out alerts for people to go vote on Election Day. So anything this man does at this point should be considered election meddling.
Yeah, the story from CNN I'm seeing now says Facebook said they were contacted by some states and asked to help remove this content.
Now that is overreaching government.
Yes.
That you're calling up and saying, oh, I see that my constituents are planning to protest my orders. You've got to take that down. You've got to get out of office.
The command and control. People don't see the command and control that's going on with entities like Facebook. They've got everybody on their platform, and then they go, hey, now we're going to control what you can say and what you can't say, and we're going to kick you off. I recently got removed from Twitter for, quote, abusive behavior, which all I'm doing is sending out article links and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not the right article. It's not the right point of view, so we're going to censor you. And I really think you guys should be backing people like Alex Jones who are out there on the front lines trying to get people motivated, because let me tell you what, the economy is going to crash if we keep this up much longer.
All right, thanks so much.
Listen, I believe you have every right in the world, and I just come from a different side. I'm not taking the lead from Alex Jones in anything. You got that? Anything. He's a nut. He's a nut, and he's bad for this state, and he's bad for this town.
And then Owen Schroyer had a great response to that later on the show. We'll play that for you. But I'm a nut. I predicted all of this. I laid it out. I told you 10 weeks ago. I came out of the Wuhan lab, and now the Nobel Prize winner for virology for discovering HIV when nobody else could find the virus says it's completely man-made. 100%. In fact, guys, we have the audio of the radio show he was on, or the blog show, and they're trying to argue with him. And he goes, no, let me explain. Maybe we should play that later. This is powerful stuff. Nobel-winning scientist claims COVID-19 virus was man-made in Wuhan lab. How many universities and scientists do you need? The Indian lab first came out 10 weeks ago and said, this is ridiculous. They said it's 100% man-made. Is a 57% man-made? You can look at it and tell it's been made. You look at a mountain, you go, no, that's not man-made. You look at this highlighter in my hand, that's man-made. Did man make me? No, God made us. Humans made each other. Genetics did. But this is man-made. This is artificial. This highlighter is fake. It's not original. It didn't come out of the organic sphere. It was artificially produced. This Aramati I'm drinking has an artificially made tinfoil can, but that came out of the earth and was refined, and the plant inside came from nature. But still, you can say this is man-made. Well, let me tell you what's man-made, ladies and gentlemen, is that damn virus. And the fact that the whole corporate media tries to block and ridicule what is coming out of top scientists shows you they know the jig's up. Because you know who made that virus and who cooked it up? Bill Gates, baby. Leads right back to that smiley piece of garbage.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Alex Jones on this live Tuesday global transmission. I want to go to your phone calls here in just a few minutes, and we're going to do that. But it is a big, big deal right now that it's confirmed the virus is man-made. The Nobel Prize top virologist, discoverer of HIV, is confirmed, but all these other universities and labs have confirmed. It's confirmed it came out of the Wuhan lab. It's confirmed that the WHO covered it up. And then it's confirmed that the WHO is in charge now of how long we're locked down. Now let's look at how this was done from the start. If you go back 10, 11 weeks ago when Communist China used this to shut down the Taiwanese protest, to lock down their country, they shot a lot of exaggerated and dystopic fake videos where a man and a woman both fall down and start convulsing. And then you obviously very bad acting in hundreds of videos. Doesn't mean the virus is fake. Doesn't mean it's not happening. But it's greatly exaggerated. And then we're told it's just an extended spring break. In early March. We're just going to have 2 weeks, and that's it, and you'll all get a check. And I said, folks, it's like the famous cases with the serial killer Ted Bundy, who'd go to the mall, he'd dress very conservative, he'd have a non-threatening yellow Volkswagen, he admitted this later, he'd walk over and tell teenage girls, hey, you want to go drink some beer, have some ice cream? Want to go have some fun? And as soon as he got them in the car, he'd say, put a gun to their head, and he'd say, look, just put these handcuffs on, and I just want to talk to you while they're on, and I'll let you go. But if you don't, I'm going to hurt you. And all of them but one woman, that's how he later got caught, said, yes, sir, and put the handcuffs on. You put the handcuffs on, he's going to take you to a dungeon and torture you over 3 days and rape you and electrocute you and bite big chunks out of your ass. Now, folks didn't listen. We're now being marched down the stairs into the basement. There's women hanging off meat hooks. Now, you still got time to headbutt Ted Bundy and to try to throw him down the stairs. But I know the average American now. They're going to thank him while he's biting big chunks, literally, out of your ass. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Not me. Everything I do on this show is... don't put the handcuffs on. Okay, try to jump out the side of the car. Roll in a populated area. He'll have trouble getting you back in the vehicle. You're in the middle of town. Just throw yourself in the windshield. Just do something. You're dead. I'm like, we're at the farmhouse. Oh, my God. It's fighting once you get out. Run towards the road. You're not listening. Now, You're in the house. He's going to take you to a basement. Okay, when you start going down the basement, headbutting, fighting, he's going to tie you up down there. And you're like, shut up, Jones, you racist. And like, now we see the torture table with the electrical wire. We're going to be tied down the bailing wire. And I'm just, please, at least you're not going to listen. You're going to get on the table. You're going to put your mask on as a symbol of slavery. You're going to await the forced inoculation, the digital currency, and you're going to submit because you know subconsciously you killed 62 million babies. You know subconsciously your life doesn't mean anything. And you want Ted Bundy to torture you for 3 days. And he will. But the 3 days are an analogy. It's going to be a decade of hell for you and your family. And you're going to turn your children over for pedophiles to have sex with them, but you'll get your digital money, don't worry. And you're going to submit to everything you're supposed to prove you're a good little globalist. So the moral of the story is getting in the car with Mark Zuckerberg, getting in the car with Bill Gates is a mistake. Remember, I always told you, don't get in the car with Bill Gates. He's coming with world government, forced inoculation, depopulation. He runs the whole show. All the big foundations fund him. He's the kingpin. Beware. They're like, Jones, leave Bill Gates alone. He couldn't even invent Windows. You know, he's a moron. I'm like, beware. They're like, he wears a salmon-colored shirt. Okay, he dresses like the Easter Bunny. He's not threatening. Ted Bundy dressed just like that. He said he would wear pink shirts. These psychos are all the same. He wears pink shirts. Warren Buffett drives around in a Volkswagen Bug. I don't know why these psychotics are all the same. But they like getting it over on you, period. It's like Warren Buffett is always the pitcher with an ice cream cup. Like, I'm getting the van, kids, ice cream. I've got a puppy. So everybody's freaking out right now all over the internet going, oh, my God, Jones is right. How did he know it was Gates? How did he know? The guy told you. He wants to establish world government to carry out forced depopulation on Lair NewsHour 26 years ago. The interview's out there. We've played it here. I made full-length films about this. And so these psychotics are so disconnected, they're always like, look, I've got a puppy. I've got ice cream. Look, let me get a beer. Elizabeth Warren, let me get a beer. Her husband goes, well, you don't normally drink beer. She says, well, I'm going to have a beer. It's like Beto's like, let me have hamburgers. He's cooking these weird hamburgers on English muffins. I mean, it's like the Coneheads moved in next door. They act like space aliens. Because interdimensionally, folks, these people are not human. They could be black. They could be white. They could be old. They could be young. But you take African voodoo, what's that saying? Something else jumps into you, folks. Well, every culture has that in their legends because it's true. These people aren't operating with a full deck. Their elevator don't go all the way to the top because the lights are home, but nobody's home. You think those are people, folks? You think people weave webs like this? You think people want success and challenges and life and enjoyment and building and doing amazing things? People don't act like this. Working their whole lives to get control and generational power passed down to establish world government to forcibly inoculate us and depopulate us and dumb us down. This is a planet-killing spirit. All right, I'll go to break and come back with your calls, and then I'll get into Zuckerberg saying you're not allowed to go out and protest. But if you wonder why these globalists want to abort babies and molest kids, why they can't keep away from it, they are drawn to the life force, but they want to drink it up and snuff it out. All right. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come right back. With your phone calls, and I'm also just going to leave it at this. With all the craziness that's going on in the world today, and the fact that food shortages have already started around the world, and the UN's now reporting 30 million people extra are starving to death, that's the UN saying that after what they've done, now they want more money to save the folks they're already killing. Of course, they'll never save them. The whole plan is to starve them. You need to get prepared. You need to get ready. You need storable food. You can go pay five times more at the grocery store and get little bags of stuff that's 80% air, or you can get InfoWars high-quality storable foods that we have in stock that have to be packaged, so it takes a few weeks, but we're ready to take orders again. But as folks are figuring this out, that orders are escalating again, so get your order in now to lock in quick delivery. Because when you get your order in, it locks in the quick delivery. You get the delivery date. They tend to be ahead of schedule in almost every case. Over, you know, under promise, over deliver. But this is high quality affordable food. Yes, and it funds our operation with what we're doing in the middle of this ongoing depression. But get the food now so you have it, so that box is checked off. We have affordable food available again, but they, anytime they say, okay, that's it for orders. Your order gets in, it gets delivered on time. But if the orders don't get in, we have to cut it off. It can be in a week or two, I'm told. We won't be able to order here. We do have the supplements. Now the food comes out in a few weeks. Supplements we have in the warehouse ready to ship to you. We have the food. It's just got to be packaged and inspected and all that. But get your high-quality supplements as well at InfoWarsStore.com. There's so many of them and a bunch of big specials running right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Story because it's the globalist on purpose, and it leads back to the NIH under Obama. And Trump just brings that out. He can expose all that in their agenda to bring down America and blame the virus on him. It can be stopped, and then the millions and millions starving to death can be saved. But it's too common sense. It's too easy. People are too one-dimensional. So hundreds of millions are going to starve to death now. It is an act of war to shut down the economy of a farming or industrial state. But at least with those economies, the people are somewhat self-sufficient. But when you shut down a service economy that we're promised under globalism is going to be so good for the earth, well, you make the population obsolete. And that's really the term being introduced now with this whole UN world government power grab you're seeing that just sets the stage for the real power grabs that are coming in the future. And that is, you are non-essential. You are obsolete.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist.
That's what authoritarians tell you. How would they have a show back in the early 1960s? About being obsolete with Rod Serling.
This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom.
He's been a big anti-authoritarian, big anti-Nazi, big anti-communist. He wrote those stories. Where'd he come up with this? Well, he'd seen it. In fact, he says in the intro to The Obsolete Man, he says this isn't new. This is from the old world, just in our modern time. A system that wants to make the individual obsolete. So when you hear, oh, you're non-essential, and the big banks will give you a check with strings attached, but you'll also owe tax money on that down the road. This is called slavery. The communist Chinese released a bioweapon out of the Wuhan bioweapons lab, and then under Obama and under Fauci and the NIH, in 2012 through 2017, they transferred a chimera coronavirus, artificially created, to China.
U.S. intelligence is saying this week that the coronavirus likely came from a level 4 lab in Wuhan. There's also another report report that the NIH under the Obama administration in 2015 gave that lab $3.7 million in a grant. Why would the U.S. give a grant like that to China?
The Obama administration gave them a grant of $3.7 million. I've been hearing about that. And we've instructed that if any grants are going to that area, we're looking at it literally about an hour ago and also early in the morning. We will end that grant very quickly, but it was granted quite a while ago. They were granted a substantial amount of money. We're going to look at it and take a look, but I understand it was a number of years ago. Right?
So you are
when did you hear was the grant was made?
2015.
Who was president then? I wonder.
Now, it's since come out that the Pentagon and Associated Press have gotten the documents that indeed it came out of Wuhan, and the Chinese worked with the WHO to cover it up. That broke a week ago. Now, the discoverer of the HIV virus, who won a Nobel Prize and is arguably the top virologist in the world, came out to the world a week ago and said, I've looked at it. We've scanned the virus at our laboratory because they have those systems, and the Indians and others are damn right. It's 100% lab-made. And then the U.S. government trying to say, okay, it came out of Wuhan, but it was naturally occurring. No. Only genetic engineering creates these.
It's now my great pleasure to invite Lady Gaga.
Dr. Tedros, I would like to thank the World Health Organization and the United Nations, as well as Global Citizen. Thank you very much, Dr. Tedros and Hugh Evans, for all of your leadership in this fight against COVID-19.
The Global Citizen Lady Gaga One World at Home concert to support the World Health Organization is the moment when Hollywood draws the line in the sand as blatantly as possible between the American people and Hollywood's globalist masters. Over 20 million Americans are fighting to file for unemployment.
I dial the number and it's just like a busy, like beep, 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 and then it just keeps beeping. That's all there is.
Brianna Marshall of Milwaukee is a hairstylist and a mother, and one of more than 76,000 Oregonians filing for unemployment benefits right now.
And I have called, I can't even count anymore, just over and over, I mean, probably 300-400 times.
Small businesses that have been around for decades are permanently closing. And the measly $1,200 check promised to all of us by the government hasn't reached as many as it should have.
And when we recognize that the average American household has an income of $4,000 a month, a $1,200 check isn't going to go very far.
The Satanists in Los Angeles want all eyes on their million-dollar quarantines to support a foreign entity led by a Chinese-installed director, Tedros, who propagandized three cholera outbreaks in Ethiopia and has now directly caused the deaths of thousands of Americans due to touting Chinese disinformation.
We know roughly the timeline. We know that China concealed it from the WHO. We know that the WHO aided at worst looked the other way if they weren't actively aiding and abetting this, and we know that China locked down Wuhan and prevented shut down domestic flights, especially flights to Beijing, but did not shut down international flights. So at best for the Chinese government there is negligence. At worst it may be that this thing got out, infected a bunch of people. The Chinese government knew, the Communist Party knew that they had a real problem on their hands and figured, hey, if it's going to infect China, why should we stop it from going around the world? Because we can't have China's position relative to the rest of the world be weakened.
Global Citizen and the World Health Organization have received an incredible outpouring of support.
Thank you, World Health Organization.
The United Nations urges us to think global and act locally to prevent future outbreaks. Here to tell us more is Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres.
Thank you for your support for the life-saving work of the World Health Organization and the other humanitarian agencies.
Yes, liberal snowflakes, Orange Man Bad isn't going to send the largest donation per year to the World Health Organization. That can now be the dishonor of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
There's a lot of vaccine candidates that we're backing, and I'm optimistic by late next year one of those will come out, and we need to make sure that gets out to everyone in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again.
other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at BoerStore.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
And I'm going to go to him here in just a moment. Alex Jones here back live. A lot of really positive things happening. All over the country, there are big rallies to reopen the nation. And Facebook's trying to come in and bully people and say, you're not allowed to do that. We're going to work with local government to suppress you. I believe Americans are just going to get more angry about that and more vocal and more active. And so I've talked to my amazing crew. And I said, listen, I see us running all these promos and stuff about our event this Saturday at the Texas Capitol. That's wonderful. But we need to be promoting for people all over the country. This is a national show. We need to be promoting to people all over the country and creating a website so they can email us and so we can learn about their events and what they're going to do, whether it's 10 people or 100 people or 1,000 people. We want to know about that. We want you to send us emails. We have an email listed on the site. And to also sign up so we can email you back and communicate with you at timetoopen.com and can'tcloseamerica.com. And we're going to be adding more videos. We're going to be adding more articles. We're going to be adding a lot of stuff to that site. And when we're just going to blast out folks and let them know when there's a big rally coming up in their area. Will this site save the world and turn America back on? No. But all of us together at other sites and other groups organizing and taking action will. So timetoopen.com and can'tcloseamerica.com. And you can see a video there where I lay all of this out on the site. Again, timetoopen.com leads to the same site, can'tcloseamerica.com. And we're going to be adding a lot more to the site as it unfolds. But it's really important for you to go in there and put in your email, your name, so we can communicate with you, and then send the URL, can'tcloseamerica.com, to everyone you know and say, America is organizing, America is preparing, America's not going to be intimidated by Zuckerberg, so we have to have our own sites for us to organize, and we're creating a news feed in there that will have the different articles and videos and, you know, things as people demonstrate and people protest. They're feeding on the site, so a big closing house there for everybody to go and organize. So can'tcloseamerica.com. We launched so many major movements together with our activism, so I suggest people go there and then share the URL. It's timetoopen.com. It's an excellent URL. That's why we go with that, but it's better probably overall than can'tcloseamerica.com. America was never closed, but a lot of folks don't understand that, so we're going with timetoopen.com. Please share that URL, and it's not been censored yet, like the other sites that are trying to promote this. Well, they probably will censor it. We'll give it a new URL next week. But that's where we are in America. Americans trying to organize just to get together, just to be able to communicate and say this is a fraud, are being shut down. Here's the big piece of intel. They had 5 million dead in their earliest Royal Commission graphs and Bill Gates graphs. Then it was 2 million. They said if you give up all your freedom and shut everything down, you know, only 1 million die. And then, oh, only 200,000 die. And, oh, now it's only going to be maybe 60,000 to die. Well, Bill Gates wanted to be this genius months ago, and he said, oh, I think 80,000 die. Because they knew all along they can manipulate statistics out of the hospitals of who dies of cancer, who dies of a heart attack, who dies in a car wreck, and that they test positive for any coronavirus. They call it COVID-19. That's how they're doing it. But this is the big takeaway, and then I'll go to your calls. They told us we were going to shut down the country for 2 weeks to put the handcuffs on because we didn't want the hospitals with 2 million dying, 3 million dying, 4 million dying, 5 million dying. I mean, I need ventilators, said the governor of New York. I need hundreds of thousands will be dying. And then it was thousands, and he looked like a fool because they were buying the hype. Now they go, oh, it's 99% lower than we said because you all did what we told them. No. They hyped up how deadly the virus is. They're run down. They're poisoned in China. They breathe dirty air. It killed a higher number there, and they tried to cover it up. So this is a giant power grab, and we know it, and we have to say no to the blue cities and states saying wear masks for the next 6 months and never turn the economy on because everything is going to go to hell and we're going to have a Great Depression that makes the previous ones look like a walk in the park. And that's why I'm so urgent and why I'm so angry and why you have to be leaders in your area, whether it's a small town, whether it's a big city, whether it's a middle-sized town, you've got to shoot video. Go out with your husband, your wife, your neighbors, your business, if it's 10 of you in front of the city council, and say, open our businesses, open on. Half the counties in Texas don't have one case. They're still locked down. Talk about running off the edge of a cliff when nothing's going on. This is crazy. So I want to be absolutely clear. TimeToOpen.com is for the whole country and the whole world. We're adding a section about people demonstrating around the world who are being attacked by the police in Germany and things for coming out and saying, this needs to stop. This was done, they said, to stop the overwhelming of the hospitals. The hospitals are empty. That's now admitted. That was a conspiracy theory a month ago. People went out with their own cameras. There's Austin just this last Saturday. And yeah, it got national attention. I'll be out there with Owen Schroyer this Saturday, noon to 2 again. But I just told the great crew, the promos aren't about us and what we did in Austin. People need to see that we're saying great job all over the country and that it's about what you're doing where you're at. That's why I always say, don't call in and tell me I'm doing a great job when all I'm doing is fighting for my own life and my own security and my own future. It's a default position to do this. You need to think of it as getting up in the morning or breathing air into your lungs or just making your children breakfast. You don't make them breakfast because you're a hero. You make them breakfast because they depend on you. We don't need Americans to think of it as extraordinary to go out and demonstrate in the face of this tyranny, in the face of this fear. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. We need everyone to realize if you don't go out and demonstrate, if you don't go out and get over your fear, then you're dead already and you're part of the enemy operation. It's either you demonstrate and you say no or you're with the enemy. It's not, oh, Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer are so great. Boy, they went out there and didn't wear masks. Don't they have courage? If I was having kidney and lung failure and I was 85, I wouldn't be out in a big crowd anyways because I could get pneumonia and die. But you know what? If I was old like that, I'd come out saying, I'd love to end up dying in my boots instead of on my knees standing up to this evil. Every bit of freedom we've got takes a risk. And now we're being told it's not about not having the hospitals be overwhelmed. It's about no one ever getting a virus again, which is impossible. And Fauci saying, don't ever shake hands with anyone again. Since when did this space alien from hell land here that ran the HIV cover up and the anthrax cover up and all these crimes? He's up to his eyeballs in the Wuhan lab. And Bill and Melinda Gates, $100 million from them last year, and now he's here saying, don't shake hands with anyone ever again? Yeah, let's cue this up and play it. Him in 2017 saying Trump will be faced with a major crisis very, very soon. Here it is.
Is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
And he goes on to say Trump won't be ready for that. These criminals love to brag. I mean, if you're a new listener, you know I'm not just here on air. Saying Fauci's involved with the lab, or the head Facebook fact checker ran operations at the lab, or that the Nobel Prize winner for HIV says it's man-made bioweapon. And you go, well, then is it really deadly? You're saying it's a bioweapon. It's a weapon they own that does kill some people and is mutating and attacking men's testicles. It's really a anti-fertility operation. And, of course, I predicted there'd be a bunch of more deadly mutations because they're releasing them. You see, as soon as Trump tries to reopen, they're going to release more deadly strains. I've already foreseen their whole operation. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Globalist jackass got on the line and put a rider on that resolution, which would say that, well, if you refuse any medication or vaccine, then you could be denied medical care. And I didn't have enough votes among these idiots to shoot the thing, to strike a resolution.
By the way, you're supposed to have control of your medical care. No, you don't get any medical care unless you've got the chip, unless you do what they say.
Right. And so they wanted to pass this thing with my name on it, and I refused, and I shot down my own bill because I was not going to be on that piece of legislation with my name on it that would say that if you refused a vaccine or refused medication, you could be denied medical care. So they did that, but I hearken back to when Johnny Carson was hosting The Tonight Show decades ago, and he would bring on Dr. Robert Mendelson, who was a great medical doctor. He'd bring him on every now and then and discuss medical issues. And Carson asked Dr. Mendelson one night, and what about AIDS? And Mendelson said AIDS was concocted at the Fort Detrick Army Lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland in 1978 and was deliberately introduced to the African population through World Health Organization smallpox vaccinations. Well, when he said that, you could hear a pin drop in that entire audience. And Mendelson, shortly after that interview, the authorities claimed that Mendelson died of a heart attack. He was 60 years old, in perfect health, didn't smoke, didn't drink, didn't use drugs, had no obesity problems, and yet they claimed he died of a heart attack after he...
No, I remember that, and it was common knowledge in Dallas, my dad, to a bunch of physicians that worked for the government, and they all talked about that. It was put in the vaccines, as you said. And I was just talking to the crew about lawsuits and stuff about Bill Gates covering up mousepox and vaccines and mouse viruses. I mean, this is what they do. These people are monsters. And now there's just this full stampede, everyone to submission. It's crazy.
Well, let me tell you what happened also on the trading floor yesterday. For the first time in history, West Texas Intermediate crude closed at a minus $37.63 a barrel. That's never happened before. So
yeah, not even during the Great Depression did it trade at that. So the economy is in free fall death spiral, and the average leftist is like giggling in a high-rise apartment, totally dependent, has no idea they're going into a Great Depression. They think this is going to hurt Trump. They have no idea what's about to hit them, John.
Well, they think they're also trying to destroy our energy industry because for the first time in our history, Trump has made us truly energy independent. And they're trying to destroy it now with negative pricing for West Texas Intermediate crude, negative $37.
No, I hear you. The globalists are showing us that none of us are essential. Only their power is essential. And they're teaching us that economy, period, can be shut off. It's called a blockade. It's called siege. I haven't gotten to that yet. I never did. I probably never will. But God bless you. I appreciate your call, John. Great points. Emmanuel in the great nation of Norway. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. Lines are not good today, so I hope you can hear me clearly.
You sound very clear. Go ahead.
Good. We're in a war. It's an information war. And in a war... Well, we are the army, right? And if we cannot communicate clearly, we will not be efficient. So I have a few suggestions that can help the resistance movement, everybody that wants to make a difference, be more efficient. One of the things I do not want to say on air, but I hope I can find a way to communicate it to you and Mike Adams, something like that. The other thing is... You know how the leaders are seeking mystic information? They are seeking channelers, psychics, astrologers, all kinds of things to get secret information, to get their strategies together, to be efficient and to be on time. And we can do the same. But we have to do it through God, of course. And so I'm thinking every week you go online and you dig up dirt and you expose lies and you reveal truth. And it causes people to get angry, upset, afraid, desperate, all kinds of stuff. People want to make a difference, but they don't always know how. And so a lot of people don't even have people around them where they can pray together about these things. So I was thinking maybe it's an idea to once a week have a show on your platform where people come together to wage war in the spirit and to seek prophetic revelation and strategies from God to see our weaknesses and to see the enemy's weaknesses and to get more information on what can
do. All right, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Great idea. The truth is, I can't organize fight my way out of a paper bag. So, you know, I can get up here and do the show. I organize this, and that's about all I can do. And, you know, quite frankly, I've been in this race so long, I may have to take off a couple of weeks. I'm not even afraid of the globalists or anything. I'm just like, I sit here and I look at all this going on, and it's just so criminal, and it's so disgusting. And the public, on average, is so stupid, just begging for it. And the response to resist it is so cattywampus that I'm not trying to be negative. I guess everybody wants to starve to death and die. And hey, what's wrong with that? We're a bunch of decadent slobs. Maybe I'm in the way of what's supposed. Maybe that's why I feel bad. Maybe this is good. I mean, I don't like Bill Gates. I don't like the globalists. But you know what? Why am I in the way of billions starving to death? Why am I in the way of everything collapsing? It'll be all the yuppies and trendies first. Maybe that's why I feel bad. Maybe because I'm trying to stop it. Maybe it's supposed to happen. And I get a big vacation. I don't have to sit here and try to balance all this and save all this. And all the lazy people, everybody that want to be dull, they can get what they want. How's that sound? Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jack in Chicago. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, what do you call it when a lot of us come to the same conclusion without ever even talking to each other? What, is there a word for that?
I think it's all truth on its face, prima facie. It just is what it is.
I'm telling you, man, a lot of people that I would never expect, you know, I've been putting this stuff out there for a while.
I think they call it a mass enlightenment is the technical term.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, one of my friends today, a black guy here in Chicago, community organizer, he texted me. He said, hey, did you see this thing from The Simpsons from 1993, you know, where they predicted the whole thing? And I said, Tony, you're not going to believe this. And I sent him over the lockstep video and told him about that. He's like, holy, you know what? So I'm telling you, people that you wouldn't expect are really waking up to that. I think it's good. But my fear is, you know, when they get on the ropes and there's this mass enlightenment, I mean, what do they have planned next? That's sort of
my fear. I can tell you, this is the drill to all lock ourselves down and piss all over ourselves with just a weaponized cold virus. They're going to release stuff that kills billions. And they just want you trained to stay in your house while you die. And then robots come by and clean you up. So, you know, robot trash trucks, robots come in, drag the bodies out, process it. And so that's all. I mean, everybody's dead. They're going to kill everybody. That's why I'm not even worried about myself anymore. Because we fail this test and bow to the globalist and bow to the Rockefeller plan and grovel in fear to this. Well, then they're going to hit us with a real bioweapon.
Well, Alex, what I want to say, too, is the most positive thing I've heard all week is, you know, when this all kicked off, I looked at my wife and I said, you know, this is our chance to homeschool our kids. We've been talking about it. We've been wanting to sort of reverse the indoctrination, the global indoctrination they get. And so we started planning, and I come home in the afternoon, and I do PE and shop class. And yesterday my son looked at me, and it almost made me cry. He said, hey, Dad, what time are we going to sit down for family dinner?
Hold on, stay right there. Let's talk about this. Yeah, me personally, I just shut InfoWars down and just move to the country and let all the globalists and leftists just murder each other. Because, you know, the left hates us because we're holding back their Valhalla. And we're standing in the way of them getting all the destruction and death they want. Why are we doing that? Let them die.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.